The first Mishnah of the fourth Perek went through a number of mitzvahs which are done on Sukkos, and for which days of Sukkos they would apply, when they would override Shabbos, and one of those mitzvahs which was discussed in the first Mishnah was the mitzvah of Arava, which was done only in the Beis HaMikdash. They would surround the Mizbeach with Aravos, and that is really the focus of this Mishnah, what exactly they would do with the Aravos. Mitzvah Arava Ketzad, how would the mitzvah of Arava be performed? This is a halacha le Moshe Mesinai. It's a tradition which we have going back to Moshe Rabbeinu from Har Sinai, so it's a mitzvah mid oraisa, but it's not written explicitly in the Torah. So the Mishnah elaborates. Mokum hayo lamatum Yerushalayim. There was a location below Yerushalayim. V'nikra Meitza, that small city was called Meitza. Yodim Lasham, they would go down there every day of Sukkos. They would send some messengers there. Umalaktim Mishom Rubio Shalarava. They would gather from there, from Meitza, very large branches of Arava. In fact, they were so large, the Gemara explains, they were 11 amas tall. That's around 5-6 meters. So they would take these massive Arava branches, and they would come and stand them straight, or sort of slanted, on the side of the Mizbeach. They would place them on the Yesod. The Yesod was a base which came out of the Mizbeach at the bottom. It protruded outwards by an amah, and it was an amah tall. So they would place these branches on top of the Yesod, on the corners of the Mizbeach, and the Mizbeach was made up of different levels. After the Yesod, there was a part of the Mizbeach which went 5 amas upwards, and then it went inwards by an amah, and then 3 amas upwards. And then at the top of those 3 amas was the actual Mizbeach, but in the corners, on each of the corners of the Mizbeach, there was also another amah where it went upwards. So in the corners of the Mizbeach, you would have the amah of the Yesod, but the Arava branches were placed on top of the Yesod. So from the bottom of the Arava branches, there would be another 5 amas plus 3 amas, plus the amah in the corner. So that would be 9 amas vertically. But since the Mizbeach went inwards, and the Arava was slanting towards the, inwards towards the Mizbeach, there would still be part of that Arava, the top of that Arava, v'rashein kefufin l'gabi ha-Mizbeach. The tops of these branches were bent over on top of the Mizbeach. They were bent over the corner pieces in the, at the top of the Mizbeach. And the Gemara explains, like we said, they were 11 amas tall altogether. Toku ve'iriu v'saku, they blew the shofar, a tekiah, a teruah, and a tekiah. The tekiah is the long continuous sound, and the teruah are lots of short sounds, and they would do this every single day of Sukkos. And as well as putting them on the sides of the Mizbeach, b'chol yom makifin es ha-Mizbeach pa'am achas, every day they would surround, they would walk around the Mizbeach once. They would do a full circuit around the Mizbeach, and there is a discussion in the Gemara as to whether they would first walk around the Mizbeach with these big aravos, and then they would put them on the corners and on the sides of the Mizbeach. Or alternatively, they would put the Aravos on the sides of the Mizbeach immediately, and they would surround the Mizbeach with their Araminim, with their own Lulav and Hadassim, Aravos and Esrog. Be it as it may, as they were surrounding the Mizbeach, the Omerim, they would say, Ona Hashem Yishiyana, Ona Hashem Atzlichana, please Hashem save us, please Hashem make us successful. Rabbi Yehuda says they wouldn't say Ona Hashem Yishiyana, rather they would say, Aniva Hoy Yishiyana. Aniva Hoy, save us. Now, Aniva Hoy is the same gematria as Ona Hashem, and as well as that, it is one of the 72 names of Hashem, and these 72 names which we are talking about are all taken from 3 psukim in Parashas B'Shalach, 3 psukim which are right next to each other, and in short, it's sort of a code for many of the 3-letter names of Hashem. The first name is actually Vahoy, and that is from taking the first letter of the first of those 3 psukim, that's a Vav. The last letter of the second posuk, that's a hey, and the first letter of the third posuk, and that's a vav again, and that's how you get vahoy. The second name would be the second letter of the first posuk, the second last letter of the second posuk, and the second letter of the third posuk. So if you continue going, when you reach the 37th letter, which is hinted in those 3 psukim, the 37th is really the beginning of the second half. If there are 72 names hinted in these 3 psukim, so that's really 2 sets of 36. So the 37th name is really the first of the second half, and the 3 letters which you get in the 37th is Aleph Nun Yud, which is Ani. So that's how we get Ani and Vahoy. Those are the 2 names of Hashem which are in those 3 psukim, and both of them are the first in their half. And there are also many other hints which come out of these 2 words, these names of Hashem. Be it as it may, Rehuda holds that instead of saying Ona Hashem, they would say Ani Vahoy Yishiyana. So they would do this process every single day of Sukkos, but v'oisayim, on that day of Hoshana Rabbah, the seventh and final day of Sukkos, makivin esam mizbeach sheva pa'omim, they would surround the mizbeach seven times. The Yerushalmi draws an analogy to Yericho, the first city which the Jewish people conquered in Eretz Yisrael. And in order to conquer this city, which had a very strong wall around it, they walked around the city for 6 days in a row. They did one full circuit around the city, and they blew the shofar, and on the seventh day, which was actually a Shabbos, which could very well be connected to the fact that this mitzvah was done on Shabbos, when Hoshana Rabbah fell on Shabbos. But as it may, they surrounded the city seven times, blew the shofar, and at that point, the walls of Yericho collapsed, and they were able to conquer the city. So a very similar thing takes place when it comes to the mitzvah Arava on Hoshana Rabbah. On the seventh day, they would surround the Mizbeach seven times. And B'shas Ptirason, at the time that they left the Mizbeach on Hoshana Rabbah, after having spent 7 days performing this mitzvah of Arava, Mohin Omrim, what would they say towards the Mizbeach? Yefiloch Mizbeach, Yefiloch Mizbeach. Beauty is yours, beauty is to you, the Mizbeach. They would say it twice. And they're praising the fact that the Mizbeach and all the Karbonis which are generally brought on the Mizbeach atone for the Jewish people's sins, and also really the Mitzvah Arava itself was itself an atonement for their sins. It was also in order to protect the Jewish people from their enemies. Just like in Yericho, it allowed us to conquer our enemies. And so they praised the Mizbeach for that. Rabbi Eliezer says, L'ka v'loch Mizbeach, l'ka v'loch Mizbeach. They would say, to Hashem and to you, the Mizbeach. To Hashem and to you, the Mizbeach. Which at first glance seems to be as if we are comparing the Mizbeach to Hashem himself. But that is certainly forbidden and not a good idea. So the Gemara explains they wouldn't actually compare the Mizbeach to Hashem, Chas v'Shalem. Rather, the Gemara adds a few words. They would praise Hashem and then praise the Mizbeach separately. And they were praising the fact that Hashem, via the Mizbeach, brings about an atonement for the Jewish people's sins.